Relevant Radio presents today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota.
This Mass being offered for the repose of souls of Jerry and Violet Jordan. Our entrance antiphon this morning may be found in the Magnificats on page 148. Hail, Holy Mother, who gave birth to the King, who rules heaven and earth forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we gather today in this memorial of Our Lady of Lourdes. Let us begin this morning by first pausing to acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You come to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You sit at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Grant us, O merciful God, protection in our weakness, that we who keep the memorial of the Immaculate Mother of God may, with the help of her intercession, rise up from our iniquities. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Jeroboam left Jerusalem, and the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite met him on the road. The two were alone in the area, and the prophet was wearing a new cloak. Ahijah took off his new cloak, tore it into 12 pieces, and said to Jeroboam, "Take 10 pieces for yourself. The Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'I will tear away the kingdom from Solomon's grasp and will give you 10 of the tribes. One tribe shall remain to him for the sake of David, my servant, and of Jerusalem, the city I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel.' Israel went into rebellion against David's house to this day." The word of the Lord. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. There shall be no strange god among you, nor shall you worship any alien god. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you forth from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. My people heard not my voice, and Israel obeyed me not. So I gave them up to the hardness of their hearts. They walked according to their own counsels. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. If only my people would hear me, and Israel walk in my ways, quickly would I humble their enemies. Against their foes, I would turn my hand. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice.
Alleluia, alleluia. Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by the way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ear, and spitting touched his tongue. And then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be open." And immediately the man's ears were open. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. And they were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today in our Gospel, we see a really good example of, if you will, the earthiness of faithful Jewish people at the time of Jesus. Living off the land, of course, they were very unafraid to engage earthly things, and the scriptures even relate some details, and you saw them today. In our antiseptic culture, especially now, these days, it doesn't always translate well. But the gospel is quite descriptive here. Ephphatha, that is, be opened. This is a rite that is used in the baptism of an infant. It is, technically speaking, an optional rite. And perhaps the reason that it's optional is because it's almost impossible to pronounce that word. But regardless, in the old rite, the priest or deacon was actually to take a little bit of spittle and place it on the ears and the lips of the baby. But even then, before Vatican II, that, for pastoral reasons, could have been allowed not to happen if there was any concern. But again, it's part of that earthiness. Saliva was believed to have healing powers. And so in this, the ancients were actually correct. It's, in fact, a type of an antibiotic of sorts. It's one reason why animals often lick their wounds. So even that earthiness of the one baptizing, or in this case, the one healing, using a bit of spittle, shows that connection, that human connection. The rite, as it exists now in baptism, symbolizes the grace of the sacrament by which the newly baptized is called to hear and accept the word of God and undertake the responsibility of proclaiming it. It's a beautiful prayer, and I definitely try to do this every time I perform a baptism by gently touching the ear and the lips. The Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb speak. May he soon touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. I think it's a beautiful part of the baptismal ceremony. My brothers and sisters, today is the 30th World Day of Prayer for the Sick. It's hard to believe it's been that long since Pope St. John Paul II began this. Pope Francis, in his message this year, noted the progress in the past three decades with respect to health care. And he's so right. As one who visited nursing care facilities in my earliest days after ordination, I can attest to how things have improved. Really, they've completely reimagined the senior care facilities. They're much more homey, much less institutional in the way that they're set up. They're beautiful places. The Pope added, however, there is still a long way to go in ensuring that all the sick, also those living in places and situations of great poverty and marginalization, receive the health care they need, as well as the pastoral care that can help them experience their sickness in union with the crucified and risen Christ. I think today is not only a very good day to pray for the sick, obviously, but also to pray for healthcare workers, to pray for volunteers, all those who work so diligently so that our seniors and those in the hospital have the best possible experience. It is not easy. And if you know anyone in the healthcare field, you know what these past nearly 2 years have been like for them. Exhausting, challenging, very, very difficult. The theme for this year's World Day of Prayer for the Sick is be merciful even as your Father is merciful. Now, signs are currently very good for a lessening of the pressure on hospitals. So there are some really good signs that are out there now about the pandemic dissipating. When recovering in the hospital following his own surgery recently, last year, Pope Francis called Catholic hospitals a precious treasure to be protected and preserved. Their presence has distinguished the history of the Church, showing her closeness to the sick and the poor and to situations overlooked by others. Indeed, our Catholic healthcare system has done a fantastic job. On this, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, let us remember the Blessed Mother is close to all who are sick. We honor her today and ask for her continual maternal intercession for all who are ill. Please stand for our petitions. Grateful for all the blessings we've received from the Lord, we humbly present our prayers.
For Pope Francis and Archbishop Hepta and Bishop Williams, may God grant our shepherds the courage to lead us to truth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the elderly and the homebound, may they remain serene in hope, even amid periods of greater isolation from family and friends. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for a continued reverence of all human life, may we never tire of protecting innocent life, both in the womb and those nearing the end of their earthly journey. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all who have died, may they be purified of all sin and share eternal joy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. And today, for all who are ill, we entrust to them the maternal intercession of the Blessed Mother as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, O Lord, we ask, the prayers of your people with the sacrificial offerings, that through the intercession of Blessed Mary, the mother of your Son, no petition may go unanswered, no request be made in vain, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to praise your mighty deeds in the exaltation of all the saints, and especially as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to proclaim your kindness as we echo her thankful hymn of praise. For truly, even to earth's ends, you have done great things and extended your abundant mercy from age to age. When you looked on the lowliness of your handmaid, you gave us through her the author of our salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Bernard, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
those unable to receive Holy Communion, we offer the following prayer. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Blessed is the womb of the Virgin Mary, which bore the Son of the Eternal Father. Let us pray. As we receive this heavenly sacrament, we beseech, O Lord, your mercy, that we who rejoice in commemorating the Blessed Virgin Mary may, by imitating her, serve worthily the mystery of our redemption through Christ our Lord. Just a quick word of thanks to Relevant Radio. We are so privileged to be able to partner with them, so a special greeting to all who may be listening today on Relevant Radio, wherever you may be, and also to our parishioners on live stream and others. And permit me one very local announcement, and that is for those of you who are here this morning, please be careful as you leave. I know that it can be icy on those sidewalks. If you're at all concerned, ask someone to help you across the street to the parking lot. I'm sure someone will be very willing to volunteer. So be careful on your way out. Thank you so much for joining us on this World Day of the Sick. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
listening to today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota. This has been a presentation of Relevant Radio.